record and see what happens. Let's feel it. Okay. Hey, y'all, and welcome to another Wednesday. Does it sound really loud? Hey, y'all, and welcome. It sounds really loud. Weird. Hey, y'all, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast where Heather and I are going to talk some more. And this is episode
four.
Episode four, and we're excited because it is Monday night, so we're not as procrastinating this time around. And again, Heather has us a cool show for us put together, a bunch of cool segments, and we are going to start the music. All right. Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of the Wednesday podcast, where we make a big deal about the small victories in our life. Positivity is such a powerful tool to create a healthier life, physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. That is why every Wednesday morning, you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host, Heather, talk about the wins we've had this past week and some other stuff. And we're going to go ahead and get into this week's episode with our wins of the week. And like always, I will let Heather go first because I am a gentleman.
All right. So my wins of this week are two things, actually. You got out my spring Easter decor box.
Which is a feat in itself because it's it's up in our shed. In a loft area. So
you have to climb to get to most of our boxes.
We don't own a ladder, so I have to stand on a cooler and then the cooler may fall. But hey, got it down without breaking a leg.
That's something we should work on is making a ladder. Building a ladder. But my second win is I have finally decided to start back embroidery. I've kind of stared at the basket and been through it several times, and I was able to find some scrap fabric enough to do one 6-inch hoop.
So please explain to us, Heather, what is embroidery? Because when I think of embroidery, I think of, are you cross-stitching?
No. It's the most annoying thing ever is when people tell me I cross-stitch. Oh, she cross-stitches or something. And I'm like, no, there is a huge difference between cross-stitch and hand embroidery. Hand embroidery, it's so many different techniques and raised thread, I guess you could call it, but the stitches are totally different. Cross stitching, you do the same exact stitch, just different colors, and you make the pattern that way, but it's all flat and not as appealing. But when you look at hand embroidery, it is three-dimensional, and it's a fun way to get into art and be creative without having messy like paints and stuff.
So what did you make this time around?
I recreated one that I made for my grandma two Christmases ago, and finally I'm getting around to making some for myself that I've made for others.
You didn't tell me what you made.
Oh, sorry.
It's an audio podcast. There's no video.
I made this wheelbarrow with...
Wheelbarrow or wheelbarrow?
No.
Oh, that's making me think of a... Keep talking. I think I thought of a Heatherism just now.
It's a wheelbarrow? Wheelbarrow? Yeah. I don't know.
Wheelbarrow.
It's that thing with one wheel on it that gardeners use to transport dirt.
I think it's a wheelbarrow.
So then it's got stems of flowers and little chickadees and two little bumblebees on it. And it's super cute.
It is super cool. And tell us, Heather, what you do with all these wonderful, beautiful embroideries that you keep for yourself.
So I am really into like this grandma core look and aesthetic. And so I hang them on my wall, and I'm working on filling our dining room with them.
Yeah, it's really cool, and we'll have to post a picture of it. Speaking of posting a picture, we have started a Facebook group for this Wednesday podcast. And the whole reason for this Facebook group is, I think you have it in your show notes.
Yes, I do.
She has a cool explanation of it, and the word relish is in it. So I wanted to make sure she let us know.
Okay, so we started a group. It is a safe place to relish in the positives of life, which I was really grateful for the responses we received on it. They made me genuinely happy to read this past week when Matt asked about what is everyone's wins this week. And there were some really awesome wins, and they just made me feel warm fuzzies inside.
Yeah. So the whole idea, we don't want to just be the only ones that tell everybody our wins. We want to hear everybody else's wins and kind of spread positivity throughout a community. And so, yeah, that's why we've created this group. All you have to do is search on Facebook Wednesday Podcast, and it should pop up. It's a private group. So me and Heather will have to, you'll just have to submit a request to join it, and we will.
There are two questions you have to agree to.
And that you can probably guess what they are. You have to be positive. Any negativity, you're getting the boot. But we're excited about it. It's going to be cool.
It's fun.
We're also going to have other things on there, questions throughout the week that we ask on the podcast to each other. And we want to know your answers to it. There may be a poll or two that come in there. And the more involvement we have, the better the community will be. It's kind of the idea. And we want to make sure everybody's being positive, and we can... it's just fun to look through those, especially, you know, if we don't see it on a Wednesday, we may see it on a Thursday or Friday or Saturday when our week is getting tough. And, so we are excited about that. So that was your two wins.
Yep. What are your wins?
All right. So my wins are, found another cool new hiking spot.
Oh yeah.
That was really fun. It's in where my mom lives in Alabama, and she lives in a very urban area, Hoover, Alabama. And in Hoover, it's kind of a big city now, there's actually a cool hiking area that we went and walked around.
And you'd have no idea that you were the middle of a city.
Massive neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. It's like 400 acres of just mountainous terrain hiking, and
our girls successfully walked it the whole way.
Yeah, we went about a mile and a half, and that's the thing I like about hiking is like walking, if I was just to walk a mile and a half like straight road, I would get bored. But this was cool because it was like rocky, there was creeks, there was big boulders, there was six kids that were playing like Call of Duty real life. That was the funniest thing. All of a sudden we're like, we hear people. And then Georgia started picking up these little white beads off the trail. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's little airsoft pellets. She was like, what's airsoft? And then all of a sudden we come walking up on these six kids. It looked like the Red Dawn movie that these kids were playing army. And I mean, they were fully decked out, like chest plates, masks, wild. And everything. And they're just holding these like little assault rifle airsoft guns. And we're like, what are y'all doing? And
but then we went around the corner by those giant boulders, and you could hear it. And I guess the echo of it made it sound like they were like flying over our head.
Yeah. Well, hey, but positives of that, they were outside and they were playing.
They weren't on a video game or something.
I think there was two women that were walking that trail, and they were like a little bit freaked out by it.
But then we popped up and they were like, oh, okay.
They were lost and we had to help them. But that was cool. Number one win. I always enjoy it. And it was kind of like a stressful day. I don't know why I was stressed out. It was a fun Saturday. I just don't like to sit around. And so it was cool to go find that and to walk about a mile and a half or so uphill, downhill. We read about the trees that were located in there. That was cool. So, yeah, it was fun. Second win, same day. I'm pretty sure you could guess it.
I don't really remember anything else about that day. Oh,
acai bowls.
Right.
So I've been wanting to try this. If you are like me, you probably think of it as acai. But for us uncultured folks, it's acai, which is some sort of fruit. I don't really know, but it tastes good. I've never had one of those. I've always heard about them. There's one in Hoover that we got to go grab. Actually, we had it delivered, which is such a cool thing.
Like you city folks have no idea how awesome you have it. You have DoorDash.
Yeah,
food we delivery. We don't have that.
And so I had me a big old bowl. It was called the Powerhouse Bowl. It had acai stuff, which is pretty much like a really thick smoothie at the bottom. And then they threw on granola, and then they threw on, I had bananas, strawberries, blueberries, and then on top of that, and there was whey protein in mine. And then on top of that was...
Didn't you have like bee pollen or something?
No, there was bee pollen. That would have been wild. But
what did you have? You
had Nutella weird. And peanut butter. Just whey that protein. Was it? Yeah. Oh. So it was awesome. I crushed it. I had
the OG bowl, which was literally just the berry acai and then granola with honey.
Yeah.
And then strawberries, bananas, and honey. So it was very basic.
Next time you have to do peanut butter. It was like really good peanut butter. And I'm kind of addicted
to it now because I even looked today to see when that one girl, when her food truck of it was going to be back around.
And it's not like wildly expensive. And like the 16-ounce one filled me up, which I'm a big fella.
That was a huge thing.
Yeah. It was awesome. They were
pretty large portions.
Yeah. So that was a huge win. I've been wanting to try it for forever. And so, yeah, I just said, whatever, I'm going to eat it this weekend. And so I did. And it was awesome. And I'm super happy.
Yeah, I want more now, though.
Yeah. So those are two major wins for me this past week. I've got a lot more. I was thinking about, here's one. And it'll kind of segue into something else. This past week at our congregation, the one I preach for, we had our potluck Sunday. So we call it our first Sunday fellowship where we have Bible class, we have worship, and then we have
potluck.
So the only bad thing about that is that you're smelling everything. And most Sundays I don't eat until lunchtime just for, I don't want to have heartburn or anything while I'm preaching or teaching a Bible class. And so, yeah. I love potluck Sundays because we live in the South and a lot of people can cook. And that's going to take me to my first question. What was your favorite dish from this past potluck?
You can't
say your own. By the way, Heather made a legit...
I don't even know what I made anymore.
Heather made a legit buffalo chicken dip, which she's got it dialed in. I don't know what she does. It's not too buffalo-y and it's not too... Let's just put it that way. It's not too buffalo-y. Sometimes it can be too, like, you burp it back up, and it's just not that good.
I don't remember what was my favorite.
I saw your plate. It was full.
The pecan pie bars.
Yeah.
Those were my favorite.
I didn't have one of those.
They're my favorite.
So what was your favorite dessert?
That.
Pecan pie bars. Somebody made those.
Oh, no. My favorite, dish was the...
Well, let's say, what's your favorite dessert?
Oh, the pecan pie bars.
Okay, what was your... pecan or pecan? Do you say vil or vol?
Vil.
Like, if are we going to center vil or are we going to center vol?
Oh, because I'm lazy, center vol.
See? That's just an Alabama thing, I think. Yeah. Vol or vil? I don't know.
Vol.
I feel like sometimes if I say vil, people are going to be like, okay, cool, man.
You just sound very proper when you say it that way.
We don't live in a proper... I mean, we live in a very country area. Okay, pecan pie bars. And,
but my favorite dish was the... what is that? Was it like a curried chicken or something?
Or chicken marsala?
Something like that. But oh man.
Did you get the...
I made the whole thing.
I had some of the rice too.
The coconut rice?
Yeah. Pork chops were good. I had a pork chop. I'll tell you my plate. Here's Matt's plate from the potluck. You'll get to know it every first Wednesday of the month after our potluck. My plate was very white. I had a pork chop that somebody made in an Instant Pot. It was delicious. I had chips and buffalo chicken dip. I had rice with the homemade naan bread.
Oh,
and
the so
I think it was like a curry chicken marsala, whatever.
It was the best.
Very good. I then had, what else? I threw a piece of fried chicken on there. I then had, what else was there? I know I put something else on there. Oh, one of my favorite things. And this is one of my favorite things that Heather usually makes for a potluck. The sliders.
Oh, I didn't get
Someone
one of those.
Someone broke out the ham and cheese sliders that you bake and put poppy seeds on. Oh, crush those. And then, yeah. And then my drink of choice was, I don't know who put these in our fridge. Diet Mountain Dew, caffeine free. Delicious. And then at the dessert table, what were those? Blondie brownies? Blondies? Blonde brownies?
No.
Cream cheese brownies or something?
I want to say that was that.
Did you have one of them?
No, I didn't.
They're awesome.
I wanted one.
I had one of those. And then I got a heaping pile of banana pudding.
Oh, I did get banana pudding too.
Oh, man. Pudding or puddin'?
Pudding.
No, we have a lady that makes... Nobody else makes the banana pudding except for this one lady at our congregation.
I just want to make it to see if it's like a competition of who brought another banana pudding.
Oh, she makes a massive bowl of it too. And it's very good. Heather likes to make a banana pudding, but she puts, it's almost like a parfait. She
yeah,
puts
mine's more
chocolate
of a parfait.
Chip, banana bread in it, and it's awesome. So, yeah, that's...
But I also use white chocolate
yeah.
pudding, and then I use bananas and then the banana bread. So it is more like a parfait, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had awesome time. Then we went back in and did some singing. I truly enjoy those Sundays. And getting to just eat and be around people and talk to people and maybe talk to people you don't know that maybe have visited that morning. So that was fun. But, yeah, I love food.
Yeah, except for we have to stop talking about that because we started a diet.
Yeah, that's what's trending in our life. For some reason, I'm still at the playing weight I was in college playing football. So I have realized I don't need to be that big anymore. And I'll just explain to you how diets work at this house. If Matt tries to drive the wagon, the wagon doesn't go very far. Because I'll be like, Heather, I'm going to start a diet. I'm going to get on a diet. And she'll be like, okay, I'm making cinnamon rolls in the morning. And then I'm going to just get this new idea where I'm going to make bread all day. And so she'll be like, hey, I just baked like 2 homemade loaves of bread. And I went and bought butter. Oh, and then I made apple butter. And yeah. And so.
But this time it was my idea.
So if Heather's driving the cart, we may be all right.
So Matt is going to be forced to try a Mediterranean shrimp salad tomorrow. It has his all-time favorite cucumbers in it.
She said, "We bought baby cucumbers. I'm planning on trying it."
They're the little snackable cucumbers. They're like half the size of a normal cucumber, and
they're pickling size cucumbers. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good point. And they're crunchier, and they don't have like a soft seeded center like a normal large cucumber does. So I think he's gonna like it better. Yeah. I hope. I mean, I like them.
I wanted to buy them, so I'm excited about it. But yeah, I am not going to have my own Mediterranean salad. I'm going to eat something different, but it's going to be low carb. So,
but you're going to try it.
We're just going to try and eat healthier and not as many carbs.
But we were going to do a taste testing tonight of a Instagram recipe that found of coconut milk and pineapple juice.
Yeah.
And it apparently it is like the most amazing thing in the whole wide world. And it reminds me of a Dole Whip from Disney, Aloha Island. You have to go get one. They're amazing.
Where's Aloha Island?
They're next to Aladdin's Magic Carpets across from the Jungle Cruise. If you're new to Disney World and you need a little bit of an idea, but a Dole Whip float is pineapple juice with like a coconut milk kind of float type thing.
Yeah.
So good.
I don't even know how long ago it was now we went on that vacation, but we stayed for the Magic Kingdom fireworks, which happened at 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
And then they opened the park up still till 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
And so we had a Jungle Cruise. Lightning Lane. And so we went and did the Jungle Cruise, which was fun. Those people are very...
They're hilarious.
Yeah, very... I like how they're... Those... What are they called? Disney character people?
Cast members.
Cast members. And they're very cool. But yeah, so we did that. And then Heather was like, ooh, Dole Whip. We've literally never had a Dole Whip. So... and this was our last night. So I was like, well, let's go get one. And then Georgia and Josie were like, let's do Magic Carpet Ride. And so I was like, well, I don't want to do that. So I'll go get the Dole Whips and I'll be waiting for y'all. Bad idea.
He ate all of it.
I had to. It was literally dripping all over me. I was holding these two Dole Whips. One was like all over my hand. So I'm like, just... trying to lick one, and then the other one starts dripping, so I'm licking the other one, and we had to get new Dole Whips. So, but yeah, we're going to have to find a low-carb taste test for our next podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we'll just eat cucumbers on the podcast. That would
I have an idea.
Riveting sound
what
bites.
What if we get, different types of tomatoes for you
disgusting.
Grade.
Fried. You go get the fried green tomatoes from...
Boondocks?
Yeah. Mm. That'd be delicious. Okay.
You know what? I have a question.
Okay.
Do guys get warm fuzzies? You know that feeling like you see it and it just makes you
we start sweating happy. If we get warm fuzzies.
you see something or there's something that just makes you happy.
Yes. We do. I'm staring at her right now. You give me warm fuzzies.
You're so cute. I like baskets.
My wife, who I've chosen to spend my life with, gives me warm fuzzies. Heather likes baskets. That's a good thing this is a video, non-video podcast.
I'm crying. That's so funny. Okay. Anyway.
I'm never going to have warm fuzzies ever again.
So we did do something fun.
Tell you about my warm fuzzies?
Yeah.
Besides my beautiful beautiful wife that I love and cherish and sickness and in health and everything. Well, new technology makes me happy. When we got these podcast mics, I was like, awesome. I don't know, just brand new technology just gets me I like it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So,
besides my wife,
I think a win for the girls would be getting to watch that entire new series on Disney, the Iwaju show. We watched the entire mini series of this show, And we didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into when we decided to watch it, but it ended up being like the most intense kid cartoon show ever. Yeah,
it was like Nigeria, and I don't know. I mean, I wonder if it was like trying to.
I should look it up. Like, this is what it's really like over there. Child abduction
problem,
and
yeah.
Stuff.
Huge class system problem where there's a big difference between the rich and the poor over there, and this poor guy or crime boss guy, gangster guy.
I'm gonna look it up.
Is pretty much kidnapping all the rich kids and getting money for them. So I know it's interesting to watch. I don't think any other agendas were trying to be pushed. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, there was no agendas pushed or anything. So it was a good clean. It was just a good clean show with a very intense plot to it.
Yeah. Oh man, I just looked at that recorder and low key thought I did not press the record button, but I did. So we're good. But yeah, I don't know what else we have on our, I was thinking about something to talk about. I totally blanked on it though, and I didn't put anything in my notes. We've talked about all the different words that I like to say. What is it? Do you say, I don't know.
Crick or creek?
Oh no, that's not even a thing. Have you ever heard, crick is like out in, we've heard people say it out in like Colorado and stuff, down near that crick. I don't, mm-hmm. No idea what that is, creek. But yeah, I was going to be thinking, we did a cool Bible study this morning. Heather's preparing, what, you have women's Bible study tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And we started studying, we looked at Judges 16, the prayer of Samson, and I don't know, it was interesting. I would encourage you, go write that prayer out and start making observations from it. It is a really interesting, when you start to think about that and everything, and maybe we'll share more details of that sort of stuff on this podcast, but Heather's going to be doing a Bible study on it tomorrow night with the ladies of this congregation, so it'll be pretty fun. I was doing a lot of studying on it today just because it piqued my interest, and I like just random studies like that. What are you doing? Are you typing something?
Yes, I was looking up that Iwaju show. I was trying to find out why did they put it out there? But it's just a futuristic show of Lagos, Nigeria.
Yeah.
And it's just showing the innocence and class issues and things like that.
Oh, I forgot to even tell you another huge win of ours. We have been asked, and we've been, I don't know how to really put this, but we are now part of a network of podcasts and other resources called the Ministry League. They have an app that you can download on your mobile devices, and Ministry League, it's a pretty cool resource that has a lot of stuff on it. It's got devotionals. It's got Bible time stuff for at home. It's got a bunch of other podcasts, marriage podcasts, Bible study podcasts, stuff like that. And so that's really cool. We're a part of that network and those group of people. And I don't know. It's just really cool to, it's not that really we have to do anything different, but I want to give them a shout out because, I mean, they are helping us maybe get to more people and be able to spread the positivity even more. So that's cool. So go and download that app, Ministry League. We'll put it in the Facebook group so people can download it too. So
they've got lots of great resources.
Oh yeah. All right. What else you got for me?
Okay. So, I mentioned Easter spring baskets, and I am a sucker for a gift basket. building.
Obviously. Remember, people, she gets the warm fuzzies over baskets.
But making gift baskets for others, it makes me so happy. So, that brings me to the question. If you were to make me a gift basket.
Oh, that's too easy.
An Easter basket.
Mm-hmm.
Full of gifts.
Yep.
What would it be?
What's my price limit? What are we thinking about here?
Monopoly money.
I can't buy anything with Monopoly money.
I know. I don't know. Just whatever.
So I would go to TJ Maxx and buy you one of those baskets that you were, the smaller ones, and buy you one of those that we saw the other day. I would then proceed to get you, I wouldn't pay for it. I would actually just go get the Happy Easter Ray Dunn mug out of my office that somebody gifted to you. But I'm going to re-gift it. But I'm going to use it as a vessel to hold things.
Oh, okay.
I'll go buy you some Ferrero Rocher. Ferrero Rocher. That's good stuff. And maybe a Toblerone or two. And if you don't want them, I'll eat them. And then I would proceed to then look at your skincare regimen stuff. Some Neutrogena.
What?
Nuturia. Nuturium. Nurturia. And see if you need any more of that. Or maybe some high-end shampoo or conditioner.
You're doing pretty good so far.
Oh, I know. I'd probably take me a little trip to Bath & Body Works, see if they've got them a sale on hand soaps. Probably get two or three bottles of hand soaps. Maybe a new scented candle for our kitchen island.
Okay, keep going. I have a story.
And then maybe a coupon for a date night.
I love it. Sounds good.
Oh, what was that date night we were seeing the other night that you showed me?
I don't remember.
It was the...
Oh, yes.
Oh, we could do it. I could put a coupon
paint
for a
each
date
other.
Night. Yeah. Mine would be horrendous.
So you get canvases and you paint each other. Or you go and make blankets and you pick two different types of Minky blankets from Hobby Lobby or Joanne. And
Fleece, yeah.
And you make blankets together.
That'd be funny. Okay, what's your story?
Okay, so speaking of island candles... Candle on the Island.
Oh, okay.
So, I saw this post the other day of somebody who was like, something smells like it's burning. And they were like, the whole entire cabinet was like hot and the stuff underneath it was really hot. And it was from their candle. Their candle had gotten so hot that it had melted and burnt like an entire circle of the candle thing, and it was starting to catch on fire
on
their like cabinet.
Oh.
And it had started
putting a candle on a cabinet.
Well, it's any sort of wood surface.
Oh.
But it had started to catch on fire. It got so hot from below.
Oh my.
From underneath.
That's
the
wild.
Candle. The glass candle.
Well, that one over there is needing some needs to be probably chunked.
I know. It's at the end of its days.
What's your favorite Easter piece decor?
Probably that little, I've got this little vase that's got some fake flower weed looking thing. Those are definitely weeds. They're fake weeds.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be cutting them with the lawnmower here in a little bit.
And then it's got these colored speckled eggs hot glued into it that I got from a thrift store or something. Mm. One of those antique-y stores.
We haven't been to a thrift store in a long time.
I haven't been
anywhere. Or like an antique store.
Yeah.
Heather needs to get out of the house more. So encourage her in the Wednesday podcast group to leave the house and go do something. When we moved here, we went to a lot of antique stores.
I know, because I was on a mission. I don't go places unless I am on a mission for something.
When we first moved here, we moved into a 160-year-old farmhouse. So
yeah,
she got like cool old
I was looking for stuff. A very specific Jacobean cabinet.
Yeah.
And so I went on a mission to find it. And I went to every antique furniture flip store you could imagine, thrift store, and I found my beloved bookshelf finally, and I was so excited. And it almost did not fit in the back of my car.
But yeah, I mean, I can't wait for what do we have coming up this week? Ladies Bible study. Then we have
a lot of rain.
Something Thursday. I'm going to be helping fertilize some stuff. And then rain. Lots of rain.
Mm-hmm.
I got to put some stuff out.
My roses could probably pop out with some blooms any day.
They are pretty...
They came on quick.
Yeah. We've had some pretty warmer weather, which is awesome, in Alabama lately. So it's been great. Yeah. Do you have anything else for our Wednesday podcast?
I don't think so.
We're going to be thinking of different ideas.
I've got polls for the group.
Yeah. Please be involved in that group. Also, we want to encourage you to follow this podcast. Leave a comment. Leave a 5-star review. And let us know how we're doing. Or answer any of the questions in those comments. We don't care. Just put whatever in those comments. Tell us how we're doing. We want to make sure we can, get this podcast out there just for simply putting positivity in this world right now. We're very thankful for being able to do this and, hopefully, we can reach a lot of people with positivity and mainly where that positivity comes from is through Jesus.
I have a question.
What's your question?
I want to know of how many of our listeners do Easter baskets for adults for each other. Because I know people that do that.
Yeah.
So I'm curious because I debated it on doing you one since I was.
You should give me one. I'll just get you a basket.
And so I debated it, but I want to hear how many other adults do Easter baskets? Even if it's like your adult children, do you still do them for them?
So husbands out there, you can also put in the comments, if the wife gets an Easter basket for you, do we have to get the Easter basket for them? I would say yes, but just making it, I want to see what other husbands are doing out there. So, yeah, another cool podcast. We went for 38 to 40 minutes. Nothing else?
No, I think that's all I had for us.
Awesome. Let's end it there, and we will be talking about our wins for next week. See ya.